today.
NFL Playbook with ESPN's Adam Schefter.
Sponsored by Ohio Health. Believe in we.
All right, we go to the Bryan Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline, bringing our guy, the senior NFL insider at ESPN. He is Adam Schefter. Good afternoon, Schefty.
Anthony, Bobby, how are we doing?
We're doing okay. What do you know about the Myles Garrett appeal hearing? What can you tell our listeners? And is it something where we may expect an answer today, or is this going to kind of drag out a little bit?
Well, the appeal is over. It lasted for 2 hours today in New York City at a law office. Myles Garrett was there with his agent, Buzz Cook, amongst other people. Met with the NFL for 2 hours, presented his case, whatever that is, and now we'll wait for an answer from the NFL. My sense is that I won't be surprised if we get an answer today on that appeal. I think the NFL doesn't waste time on these sort of things. I was told that there would be answers on all the appeals expected by Wednesday. So, again, if it's not today, it certainly will not be long after, and it won't surprise me one bit if we hear back from the NFL today on Myles Garrett's appeal.
And you, by hearing back, Schefty, do you think that'll be them cleaning up the indefinite nature of the suspension and potentially putting some sort of parameters on what exactly, you know, it's going to be pending, like maybe some sort of stipulations are met?
Bobby, look, anything is possible. Maybe they put some sort of definition on it. I guess that's possible. The way it was told to me was that the NFL wants to meet with him during the offseason, that they want to sit down and talk with him. And I don't think that's what today's meeting was about. Maybe they got that in there. I mean, that could be. He was in New York. I don't know whether that was discussed, but I know the NFL wanted to have a good long talk with him during the offseason and explain to him basically what his actions did to the game, the night, his team, himself, his reputation, and wanted him to understand the ramifications of all that would have. And now, again, maybe the NFL presented that point today. I don't know if this was the time and the place to do that. This was really Myles appearing before the league rather than the league going to Myles. But I know that that's on the league's docket to be done this offseason. And I think once that's done, then they can clean up the indefinite part. And maybe it will be cleaned up today. Again, we're sort of guessing to a certain extent. We're guesstimating. But my guess is we'll get an answer back today. My guess is, I would guess nothing changes in his discipline. And then the league will have a chance to address him during the offseason. That's my guess, but we'll see.
It's such a unprecedented deal, a guy intending to swing a helmet at someone to connect.
Yeah.
Whatever his intent was, the result was that it happened. So I would ask you this. What would surprise you of his penalty? Like, how long could it go where you'd say, wow, that's a lot longer than I thought? Like, where's your cutoff when it comes to surprise?
I don't think it will go very long into next season, if that's what you mean. I think if it went very long into next season, I think I'd be surprised. I almost would guess that we don't see much of this last into next season. That's my guess. Doesn't make me right. Honestly, the league could have done whatever it wanted with him here, and it wouldn't have been wrong. It could have suspended him for the rest of the season. It could have suspended him indefinitely. It could have suspended him for 2 years. It could have banned him. Like, he could have done whatever it wanted, and I would have said, I understand that.
All right. Well, then that answered my question on your surprise factor. I would have been very surprised if they banned him, only because the result didn't. I think when you decide to ban a player from the league, play results a little.
Well, that's an extreme form, right? Yeah. But my point is that in this case, I think anything would have been possible. That's all I'm saying. Anything would have been possible, the league could have said. And again, that is an extreme form. But you asked me, you know, what would surprise me? And again, I guess my answer is that nothing the league would have handed down would have surprised me here.
You know, looking, sometimes owners, GMs, you know, they make these ominous comments. You know, you try to read into them to try to figure out what exactly that means. David Tepper, the Panthers owner, came out and talked about them not accepting long-term mediocrity. I mean, is that something that's directly a shot at Ron Rivera? I mean, is that just a general statement? Should we be reading more into this than just what the words are saying?
Well, I, I think it was what he didn't say that I read into more than anything else, Bobby. I think the fact that he declined to address the futures of Ron Rivera and the general manager, Marty Herney, that to me was more telling than anything else that he said. And maybe you combine what you're saying and what I'm saying together and come up with a conclusion. But you would think that he would just say, yeah, listen, big Ron Rivera fan, Marty Herney's meant a lot to this organization for a long time. You know, I stand by them or I support them or whatever. And he didn't do anything like that. And I think sometimes it's not what is said, but rather what's not said that catches your attention. I know the headline on the ESPN News desk was David Tepper declined to address the futures of Ron Rivera and Marty Herney. And I said, oh, that's interesting.
Did you see Le'Veon Bell's tweet about how he's sick of the random drug testing? He feels he's being singled out and he's not doing another test again and all this. What does he have a point here, or is this that he's just stuck on the random machine?
Look, there are a lot of athletes that have tweeted about this. I saw Danny Green, the basketball player in the Lakers, tweet about this week. I saw Eric Reed has done that in the past. And, you know, I just think that these guys get tired of it. You know, they don't enjoy it. They don't like it. Sometimes they make it personal, and sometimes they feel the need in this day and age to publicize it. And so Le'Veon Bell joins the long line of athletes who have complained publicly about the amount of drug testing that they've been under too. And so, you know, to me, again, they ain't testing me in the middle of the night or, you know, in some place. So I don't really care, but you know, that is what it is. Like, those are the rules. And maybe they are singling out certain people. I don't know. I never heard that, but I know that certain players believe that to be the case. And they certainly make their voices known on the subject.
Shefty, were you down in Mexico for the Monday night game?
I was, Bobby.
What? How was the procedure of all that run? I mean, the field got ripped up a little bit at the end, but I mean, in your view, with you know the access that you had, did it seem like something that went off fairly smoothly? You know, relative to a game being played, obviously in another country.
Well, let me say this: and I really mean this when I say this. I'm not joking. This is not a joke. The Chargers have more support in Mexico City and more fans in Mexico City than they do in Los Angeles. And I thought to myself, boy, they would be better off as a franchise as the Mexico City Chargers. They would be. Now, I'm not telling you they're moving to Mexico City at all, but the fan interest, the amount of attention that was on them, the amount of support that was for them, that doesn't happen in the StubHub Center. It just doesn't. The StubHub Center is filled with fans from the other team. Nobody cares about the Chargers in L.A., or very few people do. And in Mexico City, they're beloved. Like, it's just like, it's very obvious. Like, where would they matter more? They would matter more to Mexico City than they do to Los Angeles. And I'm not telling you they're moving to Mexico City because they're not. Okay? Haven't heard anything about it. But I thought to myself, sometimes things are just very simple and very obvious. And that to me stood out. The amount of following that the Chargers had in that city.
All right, final minute. A couple quarterback questions real quickly. Do you think Matthew Stafford is closer to being shut down for the season or closer to returning?
I think he's such a competitor and such a tough guy that I would guess he's closer to returning. Now, the doctors told him it was a six-week injury. He's been out 2 weeks. You know, I'm not telling you that means he's back in four. I think he'll be back sooner. I think he does play again. But their season is really slipping away. And probably the wise, logical thing would be to shut him down, but that's not the way that a guy like Matthew Stafford thinks. Bobby, you know that, right? He's an athlete, right?
Oh, no. Stafford's tough. He wants to play.
Yeah, exactly.
And is Trubisky going to find himself? I know that Matt Nagy said no, but do you think the Trubisky is close to being shut down?
Shut down? Well,
moved aside, yeah. I guess, for the rest of the year.
Well, look, that would not surprise anybody at this point in time. I think that we've got a situation there where, you know, last year Sam Darnold was really struggling, former number three overall pick, and he hurt his foot, and the Jets sat him down because he had to sit down medically for a few weeks, and he came back and finished the season very strong, and it was the time off both physically and mentally that benefited him. And I almost think that we're in a similar spot here with Trubisky where maybe some time off just to step back and watch and not feel the pressure would benefit him. Now, I don't think that that's happening this week. Maybe it will. But I think something like that might be very beneficial to a guy like Mitchell Trubisky.
All right, Shefty, great stuff. We'll be watching your stuff as we go through the Myles Garrett situation. Thanks, man. Have a great rest of the week.
You guys have a great day.